This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obviously, I didn't see what happened here, but we're going to get you caught up on what's going on all throughout the course of the afternoon, Mike. And this thing, listen, you know, we said this yesterday. There are a lot of guys that could win this thing. You've got to play great golf for 4 days.
And it's funny because last night I was doing my Calcutta with my boys. You know, I got like this 14-dude group text to all my high school buddies. And so some of these guys are Wall Street guys. So my buddy Ron, he's in charge of all the valuations. So, you know, I took and I had basically you got $500 to spend on these guys. And there's different valuations. So if you wanted Scotty Scheffler, that's like $300.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So you just blow it.
Yes.
Like Rory. So what I had left over, though, I went and got Tyrrell Hatton. He's never won a major. He's had top tens. He's also got a short fuse. That's why I can relate to him. But he right now is leading right now at 4 under through 12. So he's right in the middle of Amen Corner right now. But we'll keep you up to speed. Morikawa, we spent a lot of time talking about him.
We did.
He and Scotty Scheffler just a stroke back at 3 under. And, of course, Justin Rose, who, you know, is, again, always in the mix, right? Won a major way back when, but it'd be kind of cool for him, right, to do it.
Justin Thomas has been on the grind today. You know, he's been struggling for pars. But this is what, you know, we talk about it, right? Golf's a game of mistakes. You got to correct those mistakes. You got to be able to score. And then ultimately, you got to put a great round together if you're going to win this thing. But we'll keep you updated as the Masters is underway. Meanwhile, was it a heartbreaker last night? Because, listen, Austin Riley twice had the bases loaded and couldn't do anything, although he goes deep late to tie the score, and then the Phillies still win.
12 men left on base. So, like, there's two things you can argue about. Yes, you can argue about the pitching, and this is why I always do. I'm not going to go, I told you so. That's, Carl, that's easy. That's lazy for me to go, I told you so.
It is lazy.
But I told you so.
Damn it.
Bullpen is not that good, and we just don't know if you can trust these guys to go 5 1/3. They can't get into the fifth inning. I mean, these guys burned through the pitch count. This time it was eastbound and down. Grant Holmes couldn't get out. You need a guy to go 6 innings. Heaven forbid 7 to save this bullpen. Because
True.
If you keep doing this all season long, and it's a shame when Chris Sale can't get you to the 6th inning. So, yeah, that's a struggle. But last night, I'll go more about left on base because that killed him.
All right. Opportunity for me. We did this the other night when we loaded the bases and we didn't get anything out of it. And you've got one of our best hitters at the plate twice and we don't get anything out of it. He hits a single, Mike. That's 2 runs. Both times up. We're not talking home runs. We're not talking grand slam. Hit a single, and that's 2 runs in. That is the difference in the game for me. Blown opportunities like that. Obviously, it does relate to men left on base. But Braves, the bottom line, guys, is if you lose the day, Mike, you're looking at 1, 2, 3 series losses.
Yep.
A split with the Marlins. You're still in last place in this division. And still a lot of questions. And so as we talk about this Braves team, and I told you guys, I don't know, a week and a half ago, that we were in crisis mode. And you guys sort of, some of you laughed, oh, it's too early. How are you feeling now? Because again, I thought, and I still believe, Mike, this is the most important series right now. You've got to find a way to get this done to at least get some momentum. Last night hurt only because you had a chance and we weren't able to get it done.
No, we talked about taking 2 out of 3. Now you're in jeopardy of losing 2 out of 3, and now you'd be 7 games back, Carl. 7 games back. You know, as the Masters hasn't even been completed, as we said yesterday. So, look, I know the bats will come. I mean, I got to believe the bats are going to come alive. Last year, it was an injury thing, and we would chalk it off to injuries, and you're not going to say that's ever going to happen again. Look, you lose Profar. You're missing Profar's bat, okay? Whatever you think he is, drug guy, whatever guy. You didn't know him until you heard we got him last year. Off of last year's a 280 season with the Padres. We miss his bat right now. So that's a struggle. But Austin Riley, you know, you saw him get the 2 RBIs the other night. You thought, okay, he's coming out of the wood, you know, and last night, hopefully. But you're right. Just there's too many key at-bats for our stars to not step up.
All right. Speaking of Austin Riley, let's hear what he said. Because, you know, he's been in this mode. He's owning all of this. And it's not all on him, but when you are one of the best guys in the lineup and you got the bases loaded, you want to come through. There's no debating that. So after the game last night, again, Braves lose to the Phillies 4-3. It felt like, you know, hey, all right, maybe we take them extra innings and maybe we're able to pull this out. Here's Austin Riley.
You know, Got to at least, you know, get something across the board in one of the two. There's, you know, just, you know, got to.
That's it. Like that again. Give me a signal. Give me a knock. Give me two runs home. It changes the course of this game. Not once, but twice. And I'm not. That's not asking a lot, guys. I'm not telling you needed a triple and bring everybody home. You get a single, and all of a sudden we're scoring probably 2 more runs. Meanwhile, this is Grant Holmes, Mike. You said it. Pitch count way up. You're going to get yourself taken out of games a lot earlier when your pitch count is up. And he said it. Look, I did a pretty good job. He felt good about the job he did, but...
You know, yeah, it's kind of frustrating getting deep in the count with everybody. You know, all the foul balls. You know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, but it's inefficient. And, you know, I'd really like to go a lot deeper in the game. But felt like I did a good enough job to keep us in it, obviously, and... You know, it's just, obviously, like I said, wish I could have went deeper.
All right, Mike, let's talk about the other thing. And that's Trey Turner hitting that tie-breaking homer off of closer Raisel Iglesias.
Mm-hmm.
Iglesias has been really good over the last couple of years, guys. 30-plus saves. You have always said, by the way, you wish he had overpowering stuff.
You want all your closers. Now, again, having 100-mile-an-hour-plus stuff doesn't mean you're going to be successful all the time. I mean, Heater's got a heater, but doesn't, you know, always get the job done. Remember, we beat the Brewers to get to the next round of the playoffs.
That's
in
right.
21 with a big home run from Freddie. But I still want my guy throwing pure gas. Yes, you can have a curveball, you can have a slider, but everybody wants to be Mariano Rivera, right? You want a cutter, you want something that's unhittable from and with velocity. He's not that guy. And you're right. You know, you cannot complain about the results because nerds will say, who cares about velocity if he's 36 out of 39 or whatever he was last year. But yeah, early on, he's had some hiccups.
He threw, according to him, it was his third best pitch, which was his slider, to one of their best hitters. It was his first homer, that's Trey Turner, came off of a slider from Iglesias. So here's my deal, Mike, and I talk about this all the time. You're talking about it, the out pitch, right? I need to get this guy out. 2 strikes, what am I throwing? The great ones, one of the greatest, if not the greatest you mentioned, had an out pitch. They all do, but you have to be confident to throw it. And sometimes you go away from that trying to fool guys, and you get this. Here's Brian Snicker, by the way, our manager, trying to defend. I don't think you can. I mean, listen, I think Raisel is not as bad as he's looked, and he certainly hasn't gotten as many opportunities, I think, here early on just because the offense hasn't been clicking and we haven't been in situations where we've had a lead and he's gone in to save. You'd like to see him out there more, but bottom line is he hasn't had those many opportunities. Here's Snit talking about Iglesias.
I don't know. I mean, he's hadn't pitched a lot. You know, I hate it for him. I thought, you know, tonight I'm kind of glad we got to back-to-back him there because he's pitched twice in, 10 days or something is all. And, you know, it's I don't know if it's kind of went up there, I guess, and got too much of the plate. And pretty good hitter that he's facing right there. But he'll be fine. You know, you know, it's in his role. You're not allowed to give up anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's like he doesn't have enough slave opportunities because the Braves haven't been in a position to win many games. And, you know, I mentioned one of my favorite relievers was Trevor Hoffman. He had like 3-4 pitches, but they're all great.
Trevor was good.
You know, because he had a changeup, he had a cutter, he had a four-seamer. Raisel is just not that dude, but man, this you don't even want to raise it for us. When you're in these games against the Phillies, you need everybody to be letter perfect, and he hasn't been.
404-726-0929 is our text line. You can text us, let us know what you think. And how you're feeling about our Braves, by the way, because every day that goes by and we don't gain a game or a half game, you feel like we're slipping. And again, long season. I hear you guys. But these games will come back to bite you, especially the ones that you should have or at least had a chance to come back and win. And last night, that was the case with the Riley solo home run, ties the game at 3, and you're like, okay, we got a shot here. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 92.9. And, of course, follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on, including all of your Masters coverage. As a matter of fact, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, the Masters tonight will be on late night recapping all the things that went down throughout the course of the day, so you can check that out. Tonight, by the way, we got the Hawks at Brooklyn, 7 o'clock pregame, tips at 7:30.
Better win it.
Then they're back-to-back on Friday against Philly. Both of these are obviously bad teams, but that doesn't mean anything. We've seen the Hawks play bad against bad teams and play good against bad teams and good against good teams. It just I don't know what Hawks team we're going to get tonight. But this is certainly a winnable game, Mike. 3 games left on the regular season. Brooklyn, Philly, and then Orlando to finish the season. That's going to happen Sunday, guys, and then the play-in is next week.
So, again, we've talked about what exactly are the Hawks. I think they're just kind of, you know, based on where Orlando is, Orlando peaking? They dealt with some injuries all season. We dealt with injuries. The Heat, I don't know. I mean, they just get better. Again, all these teams got bigger front courts.
Yes.
And that's something we've talked about, athleticism in the paint that maybe we can't match up. So, first things first, wrap the season up. We'll get one more shot at Orlando, and hopefully we'll take our chances that Trey has a couple of monster nights in the play-in.
All right. We have a bunch of guests that are going to stop by, including our buddy Paul Byrd from FanDuel Sportsnet or FanDuel.com. He covers the Braves. Obviously, we'll talk to him about these pitching situations. And, Mike, I'm curious to know what he thinks because Grant Holmes, again, scoreless 4, great, but 104 pitches, that was the issue. If he throws 4 scoreless with 70, that's a different deal. 68? Right. I mean, like, now you're out there at least for 2 more innings, maybe 3.
And it's one of those things. And we'll talk to Paul about, you know, what does Rick Kranitz, the pitching coach, do to get these guys more economical, whether it's A.J. Smith-Shawver, in this case, Grant. Chris Sale, we'll ask him about Chris Sale's kind of sluggish start by his standards this season.
Yeah. So Paul Byrd is on the way, guys. Also, a little bit later on, we will talk to our buddy Grant McCauley as well, who covers the Braves and Major League Baseball for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lots to get to as we also count down to the draft. More draft coverage every day. We're getting you ready, guys, as we continue to talk about what the Falcons may or may not do.
And as you mentioned, we'll keep you up to speed all day on the Masters. One of our favorite guests. Remember, he used to be one of the managers up there at, was it Wild Wing? It was a Mick from Down Under?
No.
Taco Mac?
Taco Mac.
That's right, Taco Mac. So anyway, he's one of our good buddies. He was on tour many years as a professional caddy. He's got some unbelievable stories as a podcast that we have here on Odyssey. But he'll join us later, Carl, to talk about what he thinks was going on with the Masters.
All right, man, that's all on the way, and we've got more on the Braves as well. But when we come back, Paul Byrd stops by. We will get his expertise on how he's feeling about the Braves next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, stay tuned for that, but we need to talk about our Braves with our good buddy, Paul Byrd. He works for Gray Media, also does FanDuel, and covers our Braves. Paul, it's good to have you back on the show, man. As always, early in the season, been enjoying your coverage and your enlightening stories. But, my friend, let's talk about this pitching staff, because we saw last night, you know, Grant Holmes, he wasn't bad. But when you get the pitch count up, and, Paul, you know this. I mean, you lived it. You're not going to last long, and then that puts pressure, obviously, on the rest of the bullpen. But I didn't think he was bad. I mean, you throw four scoreless. It was just the pitch count, right?
Yeah, you know what? I like Grant. I mean, he has paid his dues. He's a great story. When I say paid his dues, he's been in the minor leagues with good numbers for years. So I'll really, really pull him for him to do well. And, yeah, you walk four, you know, you struggle with that pitch count. It is going to affect the back end, but it's early. You know, when you're in April, your arm's coming out of spring training. I'm not trying to make excuses, and I said this earlier. If you front load, you start training in January, man, and you're just kicking it in February. The next thing you know, you're ready to throw nine on opening day in April. That's going to affect you in September. So you've only got, you know, it's like a horse race. You know, it's like the horse has got a season, and then he gets some time off. And that's what happens to your arms. So arms are getting in the swing of things, getting ready to throw seven, then eight, then nine, and hopefully they'll be stronger in September. So this team, just for whatever reason, they like to make it tough on themselves, you know, whether getting injured or just, you know, they'll have some games where their backs are against the wall, and they always come through, and I hope this season is going to be like that in the end. We'll see.
It is our man Paul Byrd, and I'm not trying to make you an orthopedist unless, you know, you charge less money than my guy. But you think with Ronaldo Lopez, it was a thing about being a reliever, then ramping back up to being a starter, and maybe that's why we're where we are with his arm?
No, I mean, and you're talking to a guy who's had two shoulder surgeries and three elbow surgeries, and we're meant to throw the ball underhand. Mm. You know, I don't know why, man. We die, we ask God what was up with that. But, you know, you see softball players, they throw underhand, they can throw game after game. Right. That's just the way our joint is made. So when you have a thrower throwing up top, couple that with everybody throws 98 now and maxes out, you know, you're going to strain your shoulder, strain that joint. And it was just time. So they went in there, and we'll see how that turns out. They got to find a way to get it done without him. Somebody's got to step up. And then if you get somebody like that back at the end, it's a bonus. But you don't count on that because it's hard to ask somebody to come back in the same year after shoulder surgery, in my opinion, in my experience, regardless of what you had done.
Raisel Iglesias, Snit said, look, he hadn't been out there a lot. You know, we hadn't had an opportunity or many opportunities where we've had a lead. He needed to go in and close it. Do you feel like that is, you know, part of this? Are you concerned at all? Or how do you see Raisel, who gave up, you know, another one last night?
Yeah, you pick each other up in this game. So if the starter struggles as a bullpen, you're not like, man, I can't believe our starter struggled. You're like, no, this is my chance to pick my team up. So you want everybody of that mindset. You're in it together. It's not the starter's fault. It's not the bullpen's fault. It's not the closer's fault. We're all in it together. So you want to respond, and that's just, it's just tough. You want everybody clicking on all cylinders. That's ideal. And picking each other up. But, you know, last night was just a tough one. It's just baseball. He punched out three. Stuff's there. Mm. Over long term, it's going to take care of itself. This team just needs to get going. And there's going to be times during the season they're going to win five or six straight. I'm not worried. Look, if this team didn't have any talent,
right,
I'd be singing a different song. This is a good team. They're just off to a really bad start, and you're waiting to see how, who, you know, what's it going to take to turn it around and get back to 500 first and then take off. If there's five more like this from Raisel, then I'm saying, okay, I'm worried.
Right.
But I think he's going to be okay.
It is a Paul Byrd with us, guys. 14 years in the show, knows what he's talking about. See him on FanDuel as well here on Dukes and Bell. The question, and this is where it gets a little off in the weeds, but I'll ask you, man, the leadership thing. When things are getting weird, you know, you've been in so many clubhouses.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that says, all right, man, bring it in? Or who's the guy that says,
who,
hey,
is that guy?
Let's go out and drink hard tonight or do whatever you got to do to get your head right?
Yes. Yes. This is where you find out who that leader is. They don't have John Smoltz in his mid-30s on this team. You know, there's not that guy.
Right.
But they do get it done as far as they have historically made the playoffs and done that through tough times. They've done that through a lot of injuries. I have no idea how they made the playoffs last year. I don't. But you're going to look to somebody like a Chris Sale, who commands a lot of respect, even though he hasn't been here for as long as the Smoltz. And you also could have somebody step up like an Austin Riley. You could have somebody step up who's younger but has played their whole career with this team and done very well and commands a lot of respect in that locker room. And that's the key, guys, for a leader. It's not always the best player. A lot of times it's not. It's the guy who commands the most respect. Like, he works the hardest, he cares, he's smart, he wants it more than everybody else. He's a grinder. That's the guy you look to when you're struggling, not the guy that the game is easy for that is the Hall of Famer. And if that happens and he's that guy too, that's great. But you look for leadership to come from heart, to come from a source of a place that doesn't correlate to talent. It's all the intangibles, and those are the best leaders. Those are the best managers, in my opinion, and we'll see who evolves.
We get Sean Murphy back, boom, off the jump, four RBI. He energized the win the other night, and, you know, he's a guy that struggled last year. Paul, I've said he's not going to be as bad, and, you know, you have to believe that, you know, it's not going to be as bad as it was last year for a majority of these guys. A lot of that had to do with injuries. But talk to me about Sean Murphy and the catching situation with Drake Baldwin.
Yeah, well, you got two. You know, Baldwin is young, as you know. He's just got here, so he's learning. I love his talent level. I thought he did a good job with the pitchers, and I'm talking about from receiving and calling pitches. Murphy's been there before, so you know if he's healthy, and he's not 40 years old, so he should do exactly what you said. His track record says that he's going to do that. And then you have a young rookie who you can either send down to get more bats or let him spell, and I'm talking a month or two in, spell Murphy, depending on how it goes, or you can do like you did with Darnold and have one guy playing 50% of the time, because catching is a grueling, exhausting position physically and mentally. And a lot of times after squatting, you know, you guys go to the gym. If you squat for 2 hours and they come up and they say, hey, drive the ball off the wall, you're like, man, I got no legs. So the catching position is a grueling position, and there's nothing wrong with platooning those guys and seeing how Baldwin handles that. You need guys to come around. I mean, you're going to need guys to step up. You need Harris to do what he's capable of. You're going to need Olsen. You know, and Olsen's not a guy who's going to hit 350. He's going to hit 250, but he's going to drive in a lot of runs. He's going to play, you know, gold glove defense, and he's going to hit a lot of bombs. You need those guys to step up, and you have a lot of guys who can do that. On other teams, you may say, well, you know, and I'm not talking about the Dodgers or Yankees or teams that are loaded, but on other teams, you don't have the depth there that the Braves team has, and you need two or three guys to come alive. A lot of guys in this lineup have options to take off, and we're just waiting to see when, if that's going to happen.
It is Paul Byrd with us, guys, talking about the Braves and a sluggish start. And we said just now, looking for a spark. Maybe that spark, even though he's not an everyday guy, will be Spencer Strider. Paul, just got the book out of Gwinnett today. 13 of 21 strikeouts today. 13 of the 21 batters he faced, he struck him out in 5 1/3. So obviously he's dealing. Maybe he'll be the guy. We don't know specifically when we're going to get, unfortunately, Ronald Acuna back. But and I hope we're not going to be playing this bad until he comes back. But can Strider be that guy that gives you the bounce?
Think of the two guys you just named. You just threw out a league MVP, a 50-50 guy, and you threw out a Cy Young Award winner. You know? I mean, you threw out a guy who can walk away with that trophy at any time. Me on my best year, that wasn't an option. And you look at what you just said right there. You listed a hitter and you listed a pitcher, and they're coming. And, you know, sometimes people forget we won the World Series a few years ago without Acuna because other guys stepped up. And that's what you're waiting for. Who's it going to be? What's that song? I need a hero. Like that needs
holding
to
up
be
for
played
a hero. Right.
In the locker room every day. You know, it's we need somebody to step up, and I would love it if five guys stepped up, and the next thing you know, we're rolling. So I think what really happened is, you know, we just started a marathon and we tripped. You know, we got out of the gate and we tripped, and we played the toughest teams out there right away. The Phillies, obviously one of those teams as well. And I'm going to say we left a lot of guys on base last night. We should have won, but it is what it is. We lost. So we're that good. They're not better than us. We're just, you know, got out of the gate a little slow, and we have the team to do it, and we're just waiting to see when we're going to take off.
Paul Byrd, always a pleasure. Again, Gray Media covers the Braves for FanDuel as well, and a friend of the show. Thank you so much for the insight.
Guys,
man.
I'm so happy to be back. I love the show. Keep it up.
Oh, man.
We're on anytime.
Hey,
so great to be on.
We're glad you're back, and we're glad
that
the fam and everybody's doing great. So thank you, Paul.
You got it. See you guys.
All right, man. Paul Byrd. Interesting stuff Mike just gave you about Spencer Strider. All right, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to get to the daily download as well.
Let's get him up here. He's ready.
He's ready.
He's ready.
Stay here. Stukes and Bell. Thanks to Paul Byrd for stopping by. Great Brave stuff there, but there's great Brave stuff going on in Gwinnett. Mike mentioned Spencer Strider today was ridiculous. Now, understand. When you are pitching against AAA guys, they are going to try to hit you because they know you have been in the bigs and you're certainly established. And there's nothing better for a guy to have on his resume than to say, hey, see what I did with Spencer Strider? It's not like these guys are just having the bats on their shoulders. They're trying to get hits. Strider today, Mike said it, 5 innings, 13 strikeouts, 2 walks. But his velocity, guys, was the key. Mike, his fastball, 95 to 97 miles per hour. He's back. Like, I don't know what the Braves are waiting on. I don't know. Like, they must have some kind of date in their mind. But, like, if you were concerned about Velo and, oh, is what about his stuff? Like, everything that we've seen from spring training to this point points that Spencer Strider is ready to make a start here, and we need him up here.
It's go time. I've seen enough. It's kind of funny. We joked around about like all these rehab starts over the years. Like, why do you need it? All right, if you're throwing it like that, let's go. Now, again, you want to cap the innings? Okay. You know, we never want to get into another like Strasburg situation like the Nationals dealt with, because obviously he's had two arm procedures in his life. So we'll monitor closely. But hey, he's ready to rock and roll, and they need that spark. We just talked to Paul about a spark, and he's got that attitude and that edge, and you need his personality in that clubhouse.
Totally agree. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That is great news, but it's not helping us right now here, right? It's helping us get back to a point where we can see him every fifth day, and this is why we love him, man. He's electric. There's no doubt. Every start, you just don't know what you're going to get, but he was really good today down there with Gwinnett and the Stripers. All right, more on the Braves coming up, Mike. Coming up next hour, as we mentioned, we've got a lot of guests that are going to stop by today. We're going to get a chance to talk to Mick the Caddy, guys. He was professional PGA caddy for a very long time. And he does an Odyssey podcast now with the Dave Ashburn called Tales from the Tips, which is kind of cool. But you can go check it out at Odyssey.com, find the podcast, and Mick's got some great stories. But we're going to get his thoughts on the Masters, Mike, as we're taking notes and kind of seeing what's going on today down there in Augusta.
And also, man, we know we're just now 2 weeks away. It's official from the NFL draft, and everybody's got their own theory on what the Falcons are going to do. We tried to grill the PR guy for the Falcons earlier today. Our good friend David Bassett, he was in here with Billy from NFA Burger. NFA Burger, by the way, is in that food hall at Truist Park. The line was around a block when I was there for the home opener on Friday, but unbelievable burgers, best burger in town. Your steak, raving about it. There's so many great burgers, and we love them, and all our friends in the burger business, but everyone acknowledges NFA is pretty darn good. And Billy said, by the way, they're going to be in Avalon in May. Coming to Avalon. How about that up in Alpharetta?
Listen, Avalon is a great spot if you've never been up there. It is outdoor. You can walk around and go into the different shops and fooderies. It's amazing. So that's good for them.
Problem is, today, Chris and I, otherwise I would have picked up lunch for Chris. We ran into each other downstairs at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're both trying to lose some LBs and keep it off. So we both got salads. Chick-fil-A was very busy. So we barely make it here in time for the show. And we come upstairs, and what do we see? Bassity and Billy with NFA burgers for everybody. And not just any. Basically, I mean, scattered, smothered, covered burgers with, like, hash browns on them.
It was great.
Unfreaking believable. And now I'm in food coma. How about you?
No, it was – you know what? And I hate to say this, but you know this is true. Like, when you get the burger and it's wrapped in that paper and you see, like, that grease coming through, you're like, oh, I already know. I already know what this is about to be. So, yeah, thanks again for stopping by, fellas. We appreciate it, as always, here on the show. All right, Big O's behind the glass. He is our engineer, Turtle, our executive producer. Let's get to the daily download.
Story number one.
Close, but no cigar. Last night, the Braves battled, and as you heard Paul Byrd say, listen, we left a lot of men on base. I think it was blown opportunities. And I'm not pointing the finger at one guy, but Austin Riley happened to be the guy at the plate a couple of times with the bases loaded, and he said, I'm frustrated, Mike, but he did come through late to tie the game.
2-0. Riley hits it in the air to left field. Back goes Kepler, and you can kiss it goodbye. Austin powers the Braves even with the Phillies here in the seventh.
So, all right, so we're in. We're tied. Now we need just a little more clutch, and we'll get it done. And they will go to extras, worst case scenario and stuff. But unfortunately, and now again, the bullpen, it wasn't all bad. But unfortunately, you do get to Iglesias, who gives up the big fly to a Turner, to dead center.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, and this is baseball, Turner was 2-for-12 before that home run last night.
Of course he was.
Right, and that's what we're talking about. Those are the breaks that we haven't been getting. That's a guy that probably should have struck out, and then all of a sudden he comes up big with his first homer of the season. Bryce Harper also had a two-run homer. They will play again tonight, guys, the final game of this series. Schwelly, Mike, Schwellenbach on the hill.
Now, do you think he was sitting slider? Because that's what he got, and that's what he hit.
What, you're talking about Turner?
Turner, Trey Turner.
Iglesias said, yes, yeah. That was his third pitch that he gave, his third best pitch that he gave Turner to hit last night.
Don't do that again.
Well, look, if he felt like he could get him out with that, so be it. But yeah.
But this gets back to you and I talking in the first segment of the show. I mean, I understand. And there's pitchers, multiple closers, and guys that are in the Hall of Fame have had more than one out pitch. But, you know, obviously there's guys like Rivera that, you know, had one. But in the case of, you know, I got a closer throwing 85-mile-an-hour stuff that just deposited 402 feet. That's what wears me out about Iglesias when it's not going right.
All right, Braves tonight. We'll talk more about it with our Grant McCauley coming up. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
He cried. I did not expect it last night. If you missed it, the introduction, before he's introduced, they introduced the entire Laker team, and LeBron, big shout-out to LeBron. LeBron's usually the last guy introduced. He's like, no, this is your moment. And they introduce LeBron before Luka, and then they do the video tribute. And during this video tribute, all the cameras are on Luka, and he's got his, you know, towel in his hand and his face, and you see visible tears. And I'm like, whoa. I was kind of taken back by the whole event, at least the start of the game. But Luka showing some real emotion last night as the Lakers ultimately ended up winning the game against the Mavs.
Well, you think I'm a robot, Carl?
Yes, I do.
You think I don't have human emotions?
You've not shown it.
But again, this stupid rim shot. I'm communicating with Carl. First off, I love tribute. Made me cry. All the things we accomplished, getting to finals, playoff games we win. I don't know why necessarily they throw in a video of me winning the Fort Worth pie eating contest, but that's,
they did throw that in.
Their prerogative, but yes, we went. I go for 45. Stick it up that general manager's tukas.
They were.
What? That's not a metaphor. I did that.
The crowd was chanting as soon as the game started. Fire, Nico! It's not going to stop, guys. By the way, a couple of things. Here's LeBron talking about that moment in the pregame.
Super dope. Super happy to be a part of that that moment. Obviously, you saw the emotions on Luka's face. You know, it was great. That was an unbelievable moment. Something I probably would never forget to be a part of that moment. And, you know, the kid had a 7 amazing seasons here. I mean, he was from a kid to, you know, a man. And, you know, for all those moments, just, you know, you know, it's all come together today, and just, you know, it's pretty cool.
Lakers in the 3 spot, by the way. They needed that game last night. Luka, not virtual Luka, the real Luka, talking about the fans' reaction.
It was a little bit of both, you know, happy and angry, but, you know, it's nice to see some familiar faces here. You know, I spent a lot of times with them. Like you said, you know, it was a lot of emotions. When I woke up, I was tired. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't sleep much. I was excited about this game, and, you know, I really appreciate the fans, the way they reacted to me.
Hey, man. And as we said, you know, this is one that's, it's going to go down unless, you know, AD and they can bring in Durant next year. And there's a lot of rumors about Durant, although Phoenix is saying they're not going to do anything with Durant. So see where that one goes. But yeah, it's just, it's going to go down as one of the stupidest things that anyone's ever done in the sport. I mean, generally there's, you know, there's great bad trades that have gone down, like the Mets trading Nolan Ryan to the Angels back in the day, but this one takes the cake.
No doubt. And again, Luka's showing that real emotion. Here's what he said also. About now that this has happened, this is his first time back in Dallas. Dallas went out to L.A. and they played. It wasn't the same. This is the first time him going back. He's over it. He's ready to move on.
Everybody saw me the way I reacted to the video. You know, all these fans, I really appreciate it, man. All the teammates I had, you know, everybody had my back. I'm the happy, you know. This guy, I love these fans. I love the city. But it's time to move on.
No speculation that maybe he was ramped up and amped up in Oklahoma City the night before. They had back-to-backs. And maybe in expectation of what was going to happen in Dallas. That's why he was a little prickly with some of the fans. But he got the had 2 technicals, so he got the gate. But either way, he responds and goes for 45. And as you said, that's really classic of LeBron to let him get the final introduction from the Lakers bench.
He got 2. They rescinded the
1.
Second? Okay.
Yeah, the one that was with the fans, which was stupid in the first place.
Gotcha. Yeah, either way, it's done. Like, the returns are always big. This was a big one because everybody feels like that was a mistake by the Mavs. But either way, 112-97 was the final. Let's get to story number 3.
Story number 3.
It's the Masters. Scott Van Pelt was talking about how good Scottie Scheffler is. Mike, let's get a leaderboard update. But I want you to hear Van Pelt talk about this with on the Dan Patrick Show. They were talking about Scottie Scheffler.
How good is Scottie Scheffler?
Already on the short list because of what he's demonstrated here and his ability to stack monster tournaments.
Does he want to be a superstar? Does he want Well, maybe not a superstar. Does he want to be a star?
No. And that's his secret sauce, Dan, I think, is that he has maintained a similar humility to before everyone knew his name. And he keeps focusing on doing the same stuff. He's a simple sounds like a knock. It's not. It's a compliment. He's maintained a simple approach. He's really good at what he's really good at. And that's pretty much everything.
Hmm. Wife, kid.
Right.
Trying to live a normal life.
That's why the whole situation up in Louisville was so out of character. And that was, as we know, it was a little overzealous police officer that, thought he was, I still don't know what the hell that was. It was a bizarre world. Hey, man, let's look at the leaderboard at the Masters. Now, we talked about Rory. He hasn't won a major since 2014. Mm. Justin Rose, the English Rose, Carl. He's finished top second place twice at the Masters. He's never won it. He won the U.S. Open back in 2013. The reason I mentioned Justin Rose is he just birdied at number 9. He's at 5 under. Got to whisper when we talk about this. The Canadian, Corey Connors, not familiar with his work. He's a stroke back at 4 under. Tyrrell Hatton, the Englishman with the bad beard and the anger management issue, he's at 4 under. Scotty Scheffler, he made it through Amen Corner. He parred 15. We kind of expect guys like that to birdie.
Yeah.
But he is at 3 under, so just 2 strokes back as he hits 16 and the water over that beautiful shot. Hopefully he'll get a birdie. Obviously, you got Harris English with Georgia 2 under. Some of the names you know. Fred Couples finished at 1 under today.
Freddy!
Yeah, man. He had a couple of, had an eagle today. Morikawa, he just bogeyed 15, so he's at 1 under as well. But right now, it's Justin Rose, and he's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
He's just making his way now down the back 9.
You don't want to give any back, and I think that's where Scotty is today. Today, weather's great. Rain and the courts may change a little bit tomorrow with this weather blowing in tonight.
Oh, Rory McIlroy, by the way, he's just through 6 at 1 under.
And I think he's just going to play smart over these last 3. Obviously, there's a par 5. He could go for a birdie there. But, Mike, he's in a great spot. You're telling me day 1, you're 3-4 under potentially? He's in a great spot.
And by the way, because I'm going down the leaderboard, guys are just now getting on the tee box or just started. Bryson DeChambeau with 2 birdies. Actually, yeah, 2 birdies in a row on 2 and 3.
Way to bring the music back.
And now he's just, unfortunately, he bogeyed number 5, the par 4. Now Bryson DeChambeau can really flex his muscles, Carl, on some of these reachable par. No, they're not reachable. Only reachable for him because he's King Kong. But we'll see what he can do. But yeah, man, I love it. It's my favorite time of the year. As we said, it was such a joy to be out there yesterday. Just wish you could have been out there for the par 3, which is amazing.
No, the weather,
unlike any other.
Shut up, Mark James.
The weather today is perfect, but I think tomorrow that may change a little bit. Sun is going to be gorgeous for the final round. So,
but if the rain, if it softens it up, these guys, how it is. They can just throw some darts and drop some great scores.
We'll see, man. I mean, I'm always curious to see how guys, not everybody plays great, in weather, but it's supposed to rain overnight and all this stuff. We'll see. Either way, we'll keep you updated throughout the course of the day as now everybody is out there. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, as we mentioned, we will get some great stories from Mick the Caddy. And also, guys, we got a lot of NFL news to get to. Mike said it. The Falcons right now, all right, I think, what are we, Mike, 15, 14 days?
It's actually 2 weeks from now. Or is they saying
Thursday?
Carl, I'm still doing Master's Voice, a fortnight.
Yeah, okay. The Falcons, I think, guys, when I said a couple of weeks ago, it's probably about 10 guys, obviously right. There are contingency plans, obviously, if the guys that you want. But I also think that they, at this point, okay, and it doesn't mean that they're not going to have more visits today. As a matter of fact, Shador Sanders visiting the Steelers is a big deal up there in Pittsburgh because everybody's kind of like, why are they doing this? I thought we had a plan, and then maybe the Steelers are not saying anything, and then maybe, a lot of fans are saying, all right, well, wait, maybe this is a real thing that could possibly happen.
I posed a question to Carl yesterday. I mean, is there a moment, is there a line in the sand for them with Aaron Rodgers, or they still feel that, Aaron Rodgers gives them their best chance, and is Aaron still hoping that Minnesota can kind of come together? But does Pittsburgh have a moment hey, I got to know what my plan is, for the draft, or are they going to hold out? And it'd be kind of weird to have the draft, and then Aaron Rodgers signs with Pittsburgh, wouldn't it?
It could
or maybe. I don't know.
It could still happen.
Well, he's a space cadet. He's on his own friggin' timeline, so who knows?
It could still happen. I mean, look, if they do draft a quarterback, he's got to know he's not going to be there 5 years. He has to know there's another plan at play here.
And there's nowhere. The thing about Kirk Cousins wanting to be the starter and not have anyone looking over your shoulder. Sorry, pal. Not at age 37 with some of the teams that need you. You are the gap guy, okay? You're the short-term solution. Just like, here you were going to be here for 2 years of 3, tops.
Back to the Falcons, I think they have the guys that they're really, really focused in on. But we're going to talk more about it in our 4th and 1 segment. Also, Deshaun Watson, guys, the first time he's kind of said anything. Now, he's recovering from a second Achilles, all right? When we come back, we're going to talk about what he had to say, because a lot of people around the league are saying, he's done. It doesn't matter. It's not even about Cleveland anymore. He's not a good quarterback, and therefore his days of being a starter are done. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.